Whatever is happening in the experience in this moment, that is a possible opening to release. This moment, all there is to experience ever. And this moment's experience, its nature conditioned, its nature impermanent, its nature unreliable. That can be seen. The Dharma nature. Not waiting for some future moment to arise. Dharma nature is always here. We just don't see it. Opening to this moment as best we can. And noticing, curious about the relationship, how we are with what is happening. What is happening might be the most amazing, easeful, delightful experience. That also has Dharma nature. what is happening might be a challenging experience. That has Dharma nature. How are we in relationship to Dharma nature? Is there a struggle anywhere in being with the experience? Any doubts or confusion or uncertainty? Any boredom or stronger relationships? The relationship is such a guide for us. All the way through, from the most obvious and habitual patterns to the deepest kind of clinging. If there's any sense of there being any issue or problem, confusion, or just slight unsettledness, that needs to be seen, that relationship. Maybe it's a really peaceful place, and there's an idea or a question. What's next? That's what's next. The arising of that question. So often, these subtle kinds of clingings and cravings, the deeper the more continuous the mindfulness, the more subtle in a way those relationships can slip in just as a view without being seen. And so just remind you of the suggestion earlier from the retreat. If it feels like it's going really smoothly, what's the relationship to that? Allow that relationship to be just part of. That too is something to be known. And if it feels like there's any sense of struggle, an idea of practice should be a certain way, that language sometime of should, or often a sign of a belief of you is a belief of you. If there's any struggle, curious about the attitude, beliefs often there, especially the further, the more stable the mindfulness. If there's any struggle, it will possibly be a belief, an unseen belief in relationship. To the practice often. An idea, an agenda, a belief about the practice. Not seen. What's happening in this moment? What's their relationship in this moment? All that's happening is that the processes of body and mind are constructing experience. And the great thing is that those same processes of body and mind can know, receive what is constructed. And understand that it is constructed, which is very freeing.